Guess what's back, ladies? Back again. Mm-hmm. Our social is back. Our Super Mama Social 2019. Tell a friend, we are back. Our fourth annual Super Mama Social on May 11th, 2019 in downtown LA. Join us for a day of self-care, fun, food, shopping, activities, and plenty of surprises for the entire family.
Get ready to be pampered, ladies. Meet and mingle with some of your most beloved members of our mom tribe and create long-lasting relationships with like-minded mamas from all walks of life. Get your tickets by clicking the Super Mama Social tab on supermamas.com. They're selling out fast. Así que pónganse las pilas, ladies.
See you there!
Hola, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia. And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners following our dreams, just striving to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right, and we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
And I was jumping on the waves with Carista, and he was like, oh my God, this is the best ever. We get in the car, we get home. She cries because I woke her up. I was like, I wish I didn't have any kids within like 3 hours.
She stopped me right there. She was like, Risa, I want you to understand this. I seriously believe that our children choose us and we don't choose our children.
Right.
Your baby chose you to be his mom.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what kind of mom he wanted and he chose you as his mom.
Oh, that's right. Nice.
We're all sisters here to inspire, support, and guide each other to dream bigger and to enjoy every moment of this extraordinary journey that is womanhood. ¿Listas?
Here we go.
¡Super Mamas!
Hello.
Hey, Super Mamas.
What's up, everybody? Happy whatever day this is. I don't even know anymore.
I'm just happy I have this avenue to be 100% real with everybody and not feel like I'm being judged or seem whiny or anything, you know? I'm just happy I have this.
For real. For real. I'm like, ah, I need to talk. Okay, let me just get on the podcast.
What's up? I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing towards.
For real. What's up with you? Who should go first?
Well, I'm going to start on a positive note. Yes. I took my baby.
What has been great this week, Paulina?
What
has been amazing this week?
I just came back from the doctor's office. I took the baby for her 18-month-old checkup / checkup after everything that happened to her. And her lungs sound amazing. She's clear. She's good. She hasn't gotten sick in over a week.
Yay.
So that's a lot of progress. The doctor told me that she gained all the weight that she had lost and awesome. Some more. She grew. She's doing great. And so I am really, really, I feel good because I'm not freaking out every other minute that she's getting sick. Or why does she have a moco on her nose? Like, why is she doing it? How is she breathing? I remember when we were in Tennessee.
Yeah.
I was doing FaceTime and I was like, put her close to her. I want to see her belly. I want to see her neck. And I was like, give her the albuterol. And it wouldn't let me just be. So finally, she is doing good. And I'm super happy about it.
That's awesome. Good for you.
That is the best thing that happened this week. So I'm excited.
That's amazing. Good for you, sister.
Good for me. And, you know, other than that, today is just crazy. For some reason, once a month, Sabina gets off early and I have to pick her up super early. And I told my husband, I'm like, the whole day I'm going to do pickups and drop offs today for some. I don't know. I don't understand. And then now she's going to TK where she's going to be on the school calendar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, right now I know your son and, you know, her, they're on daycare. So there is no vacations. There's no holidays. There's no things like that. So I'm juicing it up because as of June 28th, she will no longer have that anymore. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know how I'm going to do it when that happens, when they're both off for whatever reason.
How you're going to do it? You know what? So today I was having a conversation with somebody. And she was basically telling me everything she was going through. She's pregnant with her fourth child and, you know, all these things that she needed to think about and, you know, a bigger car and work. There was a grief in the family, her husband. I mean, there's so many different things that she was telling me. And I said, isn't it crazy that somehow we just figure stuff out?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's our biggest accomplishment as mothers, that we just figure stuff out somehow, somewhere, somehow. I don't know how we do it.
It is.
And I am really, really trying to just take it one day at a time, one minute at a time, one mm-hmm. email at a time, one phone call at a time, one project at a time. I think, you know, all of us have a lot of stuff going on.
So many
people on listening on the other side, and or know people or are in the midst of different things. It could be something, you know, it could be something from a grief in the family
mm-hmm.
to a financial stress
mm-hmm.
to several projects coming to fruition to personal relationships. Just so many different aspects of our lives that if we start thinking about all of them, our brain just shuts down.
Yes.
And then you just cry and, you know, think the world's going to end.
Yeah, definitely. I, you know me, I've always been like a fatalist in my life.
I wonder where we get it from.
I don't know. But now I'm really, you know, very actively trying to step away from that, because if not, I'm going to go crazy. Honestly, I realize like if I don't do that, I'm going to go literally crazy. You know, I'm always living my life stressed and anxious, and that's really not a way to live. You know, I'm never going to get to enjoy anything, even if, you know, all the work that I do and all the things that happen, if I'm always living like that in fear, I'm never going to enjoy my kids. I'm never going to enjoy my life. I'm never going to enjoy anything. So I'm actually trying to. That's been my last, I think, 3 sessions with my therapist. And we did a really crazy exercise where I was telling her all the things that really bother me, right? Like things that are attacking me at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, okay, well, let's do different exercises. I love her. She's very interactive. I never had therapy interactive.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, okay, she wrote down, tell me all the things that are, you know, whatever, you know. And I said, well, one of them, for example, was like my daughter. She said, well, we're going to have different tools, and said, well, tell me what is the worst thing that can happen. And most of them end in death. Most of them end in death. And she was like, okay, so you see how many steps you have to go through to get to dying? And I was like, I know. She's like, you're jumping about 12 steps. And then one or the other, and I was like, oh, like seeing it like that, it was like, oh, okay. It's, you know, it's not.
I don't get it. What do you mean?
So let's say she's sick. What is the worst thing that happens? Well, if she gets sick, then I can't work. And if I can't work, then I don't have money. And if I don't have money, how am I support my kids? And then if I don't, and I'll get sick. And if I get sick, you know, I probably, you know, who's going to take care of my kids? And if I die, you know, and it was always like dying was somewhere in there. So it was like, well, do you understand what has to happen? She has to get sick. She has to get to the point where you're losing your job. You have to get to that point. Like, but I jump 10 steps ahead. And that's what we do sometimes. We go to like the worst case scenario where we don't realize there's like many steps in the middle for you to get to that point. Another tool was, what's the most ridiculous headline in the newspaper? Like the most ridiculous headline. And I would put like...
I don't even read headlines anymore.
So my headline would be, mother that doesn't take care of her child dies, you know, like that's ridiculous, right? Because I didn't take care of her, and you know, the guilt of not taking care of her, and that's why she got so sick. But the ridiculous headline was that it's like, careless mother that didn't take care of her child ends up in jail because her daughter's dead, you know.
Right.
But you know, that's ridiculous. And she was like, do you understand how ridiculous that is? And I was like, oh, my God, yeah, that totally makes sense. But, you know, we do go to those places sometimes. We think about the worst case scenario. There's people like me that go to the worst case scenario. So she gave me different tools to deal with it. And so now I'm like, okay. Or things like, you know, I was telling, she knows a lot of my backstory. So she said, do you know how many times you've been through rough stuff and you've gotten over it and now you're here? And sometimes we forget that this is not the first time we're in a rough position, but we think this is it. We think this is the hardest, but we don't realize that we've been in certain hard situations before and we've actually made it through. Mm-hmm. So, you know, different little tools that she's helping me with that. And that's how I've been trying to really hold on to those, because yeah, life just gets busier. It's never, you know, it's like once we get to that, I'll be able to relax. Like we'll never, no, right. It's never gonna happen. It's not gonna happen.
What I'm struggling with the most right now is it's turning it off at home.
Yes.
Like I am really, really this season for some reason, I'm not being there at home all the way. Mm-hmm. It's because it's just weird for me. Like I feel this past weekend, my husband was out of town. So I spent a great weekend with my son. It was all him, zero phone. I was immersed. We went to the park. We hung out. I mean, it was really quality time with him. So I felt great. So then I just jumped into the week full force. I mean, from, you know, from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep, there isn't anything but work, mm-hmm. you know, at really. Today, we're actually recording on a Friday. Last night was the one day I put my son to bed. It was just one day of the week. And I, you know, honestly, I'm okay with that. Because I know weekends, I'm totally immersed with him. Mm-hmm. But then I realized, where does that leave my husband?
Yeah.
But in my mind is, well, weekends are for family and weekdays are for work because this is my career and this is what I love to do, and this is what pays for everything we have. Yeah. I just always go back to, if I don't, my life requires a lot of me mm-hmm. for it to work. And then when I say my life, I mean my professional life.
Yeah, of course.
And then I'm listening to this audiobook, this business audiobook, and there was this man, and he was talking about just, you know, the time work and, you know, problems that his wife was having too because he worked all the time. And I started thinking to myself, would I feel this way if I was a man? Like if I was a man working as much as I work right now, would that be seen different to the world? Mm-hmm. We know, would I still be considered a great dad because on weekends I turn my phone off and I'm all in with my family? Like, would I be considered a bad dad for not putting my kids to bed every single night?
Right.
And only putting them to bed on weekends. So would I be considered a bad dad if I really valued, like if I valued my career, but then, you know, took it up on myself as a father to book weekend vacations with my family, not something my wife organized, something mm-hmm. that I organized. Would I be seen, oh my God, what a great dad that he actually puts the carb out that.
Yeah.
You know, like would I be, and I just, you know, like would then my wife need to be then forced to be a little bit understanding of my career mm-hmm. because she's a woman. She, like, you know, if I was a man and I had a wife mm-hmm. and if she was saying things like, oh, you know, like you're not so present, would then that wife be, would she be considered a good wife because she's supporting me? She's a good wife.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. The norm.
The norm. And then as opposed to me being the mom mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, how dare you not put your kids to bed every day?
Yeah.
You know, like how dare you, you know, like, of course you should book those vacations. You should, like,
yeah.
You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just sort of dealing. That's kind of like what's been on my mind recently mm-hmm. just because like I love what I do.
Yeah, it's hard. It's something that's already ingrained into the brains of society. Mm-hmm. I had a staff meeting at the beginning of the week, and one of the girls that works with us told me that she wanted to go back to school. You know, she was like, I want to go back to school. Like, she was sharing with us. Mm-hmm. And one of our male, you know, counterparts was like, I don't think you should do that. That's not a good idea. You know, it's so stressful. I don't think you'll be able to do it. And she was like, but I think I can figure it out. He was like, oh, I'm just telling you, I don't think you're going to be able to do it because I did it and I couldn't. It was so much. And I was like telling her, well, it's different because men and women, I don't know, for some reason, men think, no, you can't do it. Like, I did it and it was hard, so therefore your women will do it. But I told her, women figure out a way to do it. We just figure it out. I'm sure you'll be fine. You should go back to school if you want to do it. Do it and you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. It's just that men are like one thing at a time, and they can't see themselves doing all the things right. that we do.
I don't know. It's like, why should women apologize for wanting a full-time career and be moms? Mm-hmm. It's so weird.
It is. It's hard. It's hard because it is assumed that we should do certain things. For some weird reason, it's assumed that we should do. And it's like very, it's frustrating sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's frustrating. And there's some times that I also just let things go in my house just because I want my husband to realize that he has to do certain things. You know, I'm like, I went to the groceries with three kids. I'm sure you can stop by Target and pick up diapers at some point, you know, or you can stop by and just get something. Right, right. And then it's been days and days and days. And I'm like, there's only one diaper left. Just letting you know, FYI. And it's like, but why can't you do it? I'm like, figure it out. Just figure it out. Like, the way that I figure things out, you have to figure it out. And so mm-hmm. you have yeah, to sometimes then, let
yeah,
it.
Yeah. It's just so weird because it's then I don't know which voice is. I don't know if it's my voice or society's voice that it's mm-hmm. that tells me, well, you need to be this sort of person, mm-hmm. or this is your job. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So I think it's more maybe an internal relationship conversation that everybody needs to figure out their own relationship. And but even when that's settled, it's just the outside noise that you mm-hmm. allow it to come in. So I'm trying to figure out where that noise is coming from and why am I allowing it to
mess with you.
Yeah, to just be acknowledged in my body. You right. know, why do I have to sit down and talk about why I need to work?
Yeah.
Like why is that even a thing?
Yeah.
Like why do I need to sit here and tell you this is important to me, this why? Is it if I was a man, mm-hmm. that wouldn't even be a conversation that would be occupying space
yeah.
in my head. Mm-hmm. You know, it would just be a given. Oh, well, you know, you're taking care of the house. So, you know, it's such a... And then I think one of the things that I've heard too is, well, you put this much effort into work. Why aren't you putting that much effort at home?
Oh, yeah.
And mm-hmm. where that just says what your priorities are. Mm-hmm. And I could see that being said by a woman or a guy. That's not like a, it's not like a.
Yeah, yeah. I've like said it before too.
It's not a sexual thing.
Yeah.
Not sexual as in sex, more not like a feminine, masculine thing.
Gender thing.
It's not a gender thing. It's just, that makes you think, you know, that makes you think, well, where is my priority? Yeah. Because, my priority is to protect my family. My priority is for my family to be okay. But that means so many things. I mean, that means also having a home and having food and being able to have experiences. Yeah. And you know, and where do you find value in it? And then, for me, the weekends are family and weekdays are work. And
that's how I see it now.
Yeah,
too.
That's the way And, you know, again, like I have several projects and several things going on at the same time. So I need to work.
Yeah.
I've realized, honestly, the past months, unless I put in a straight 12 to 14 hours every single day, I am not going to achieve what I need to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Or what I've or here's a better thing. I can't achieve what I have committed myself to achieving.
Right.
Like, yeah. I just need that time.
Yeah.
And I kind of like broke it down, right? There's 24 hours in the day, right? Minus 12, that leaves 12 left. There is 8 hours I need of sleep for sure, because mm-hmm. otherwise those 12 hours are going to turn into 7 because my brain is not there.
Right.
So I need 8. So that leaves me with 4, okay? That's 2. That's 1 of like taking care of my body and meditation and stretching. That's 1 of getting ready and making breakfast. That leaves me 2 hours
yeah.
a day.
God. Yeah.
That leaves me 2 hours a day. 1, to wind down at night, right? To take a shower, to spend in that other hour. Like, it just kind of goes places. Mm-hmm. That hour is about driving, commuting,
eating.
Eating. Like, I mean, it's just about math. Like, I actually broke because I've been breaking it down.
Yeah,
and like I don't sex. Like, I like at what point is this gonna? It's just crazy. That has been on my mind, and I don't know if anybody's going through the same thing. But
it's a lot. You know, it's a lot. You have to figure. You have there's something that you have to like. Fit everything in one day, and then also tired. Like at some thing. Point, you need to like right, really right. just.
But that's the thing. I'm not trying to fit everything on one day. Mm-hmm. It's like I see it as blocks. Okay, so I need 3 days like that, and then another 2 days when maybe I do 12 and maybe like 8. And the day that I do 8 hours of work, then you know, then it's a little bit more leeway. And then the weekends, you know, I realize that for the next 3 months. All my Saturdays are shut, so that leaves mm-hmm. me 1 day out of the week. So then during those days, make the most out of it, just quality and like not be on my phone or, you know, giving priority to other things. But I don't see it as everything fitting in a day. I see it more of like, let's look at the week and let's see where we can break it down to give everything a priority. Because if I see it by the day, like I'm never going to. No.
And I also like, I see that now I'm telling my kids, you know, guys, it's Monday through Friday. We have to go to school. I got to work. I got to do this. Friday, starting Friday afternoon, we can do fun things or I can give you more time. Yeah. So I started telling them that, and they know that Monday through Friday, I just cannot do all the things that they want me to do. There's no way that I can fit it. You know, like you say, there's really no way that I can put all the things that I need to do. And sometimes, like today, I was like, I can't even believe it's already Friday. Like, it's just going the more things you have to do, the faster the time goes for some crazy reason.
Right.
And it just feels, that's how you start, like, the stressing and right. the anxiety so then, and yeah. the thing.
And you guys all know that we listen to different things and yeah. how can we do this? And, you know, I'm kind of going back to listening and seeing. And I think it's just about it not, like, understanding, okay, that is the life and that's your schedule, enjoy, but then how is it not going to get stressful? Mm-hmm. You know, again, is it during the week you go crazy and then you have, you know, this one day dedicated to your significant other and then these, but always, but you know, of course there's, but at the same time, if something happens, like I can be flexible with my job. Mm-hmm. Like I it's not like, you know, we own our businesses. It's not like I have, you know, there's certain things that in my mind, yes, I have to be at certain things, but if force comes to shove, like we can figure it out. Yeah. I mean,
that's a good thing that when we have to be like a doctor's appointments or things like that, we are able to work around it so we can be at different places at the same time. Yeah. And again, like that's why we need all the help that we can get, because otherwise we can't get anything done. You know, like yesterday we were at an all day meeting and our kids were being taken care of. They were together.
I mean, that's like another thing that I'm going through that I don't even have time to talk about because, but it's my child school, they found mold in the building. And then they just from one day to the next say, oh, you know, you can't, the school's going to be closed for.
Is the whole school shut?
No, just his classroom because it was on that house.
Wait, is it undetermined? He's still not going back?
No, like, I just got the email today saying that they don't know when. And it's one of these things that people don't give you clear answers. And then it's childcare, you know? And then it's like, well, you know, well, we'll see. You know, we're still thinking, we're still seeing. And yeah. You think about all the money that you pay to this institution. Like, I'm so angry. Like, I'm so angry. I don't want to make decisions out of anger, of an angry place. So I'm trying to like calm down, but I just don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to next year. I mean, just when I created community in school, you guys all know that it took me a long time. Now I know the parents and now I'm involved and now I know I'm that mom. And for me to now pull my kid out and put him somewhere else.
Yeah, it's a lot. I was going to do that at the beginning, you know, at the beginning of the year. I was out of anger. Yeah. I was like, I'm just going to do this. But Sixta got sick. And then God was like, nope, just calm down. And I just let it go because I can't, you can't just make those.
Yeah, and I don't know what to do with
and this. And it's hard because it's like the transition and the kid needs attention. If you're going to pull him out of his everyday and then put him in a new place, he needs to adapt and he's going to go through things. And do I really have the energy to do that? Or do I just, you know, let it be? So I just let it be. Right now, I'm not even thinking about that. I was so like angry and I created like a group and I was like, let's do this. And then after I was like, hey guys, I'm sorry, but I just like, just let me know what you guys are doing. I'll help. But I just can't. I can't, you know, because of the same reason. We just have so much happening and I can't think about that. If I would have done that and then the baby would have gone to the hospital and me hubiera dado un patatus ahí. So right. I think just let
always,
it be.
And then, you know, the thing that I always also hear.
Bring him to my house every day.
I know. But the other thing that I hear is, well, it's not like it's, well, I mean, you're choosing these things. Like you choose to have this life, which I understand. Like I choose to take on these projects. Like I choose to have this. And like, that's the thing. I choose it because I love it. But then I have to then, I guess, what, excuse my decisions.
Right.
And I can't help but want, like, think it's because of my gender. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm telling you, if I was a man.
Yeah.
Nobody would question the amount of time I work, even with children.
And even other females do that too. I feel like even other females look at you like, just in general, look at.
Who said anything?
No, but you know, like I see so opposite. Like my neighbor, she stays at home and, you know, she walks her daughter to school and then they come and they homework and they play and they do all these things. And, you know, she's always there and I'm not. You know, I get home like 7 p.m. and I leave super early and I'm just like, oh, Anita, here's a baby. I got to go, you know. And you feel judged regardless. You're just like, oh, you know, I walk out of my house like, adios, vecina. Like, you know, she's never told me anything, but you feel it. You feel it with people.
But I don't know if it's, but I see the thing is, I said people, is it us? You know, like maybe it's our own guilt telling us, and maybe, but is it that guilt? But I think
that damn guilt.
I know, but I wonder if that guilt comes from somewhere deep down inside saying you need to not do that. Or does the guilt come from some other place?
I think, you know, also,
I don't know if the guilt comes from where I should stop so I don't feel the guilt anymore.
No, but because you're going to feel miserable because you're not doing the things that you love.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. But then am I? You know, I don't know. Like, it's just, it's just one of these things that you're kind of like in your mind. I just started my coaching calls again with this other girl who my coach moved on, so they switched me to a female, which I'm really happy about because I'm able to, now I haven't spoken to her about any of this stuff, but I'm going to talk to her about it and see kind of what she...
It's the guilt. And also I think it's because we saw our mom and I feel like in our mind, our mom was with us all the time. And, you know, when...
So here's the thing. I never thought as dad as a bad dad.
No, I don't.
Like, I mean, he was a bad dad for other reasons, but I mean, shit he did to my mom. But I never once ever thought my dad works too much. Like, personally.
Because it was a normal thing. Because we saw it as, since, ever since I can, like, there was never not a moment when I saw my dad not working.
Right.
So it wasn't, a norm. And I think that's what's going to happen with our kids.
And I just,
our kids
then he would take us on trips. Like, he would take us places and he would dedicate time to us. And it was the funnest time.
And it was work trips, actually.
Yeah.
But we saw it as fun.
Yeah. He would, you know, so, and I never thought about, but somehow in my mind, I think, am I a bad mom for not?
But is somebody telling you, or is it just you?
No, no one's telling me.
It's you.
It's
thinking.
It's just me. It's me. I thinking. Don't think you are. And that's what I'm saying. It's me. But but why am I thinking? Is it because my guilt is getting the best of me?
I am going to tell you,
is
though.
Is it because I'm looking to be, is it a block in the road that I need to overcome?
Let me tell you.
Like the devil speaking to my life? Like, what is it?
I've spoken to dad, and dad feels guilty of not being there. So regardless if you're a man or a woman, I feel like you feel the guilt.
Yeah, okay. So that's what I'm saying.
Dad felt guilty for not being there for us.
So it's not like a male and female
thing. It's not. I think it's just the guilt. I think it's that yearning of wanting to be in two places at the same time. I feel that that's for me. I want to be home with the baby. But when I'm home with the baby, I want to be at the restaurant working. Or I want to be working.
So then that's the lack of being able to be present.
The presentness. Like, let's be present. You know, I think that's where we have to work. And then everybody that's, you know, you have to so work on being present. So then you figured it out.
Great. I'm not okay, sure how cool, I figured perfect. It out. Okay, we're cured. Don't feel good anymore.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, it's the yearning. You want to be home.
So maybe that's what it is. It's, yeah. It's not like not looking at the other side, but under like enjoying the process, enjoying where you are right now all the time.
Yeah, and enjoy the Sundays and the Saturdays that you're at home fully so that on Monday or Wednesday or Friday, you know, because maybe it's because it's Friday already and you already went through the week, but you'll get, you know, it'll fill up your tank already by Sunday because you're going to be with your baby and then start again. And then by Friday, you'll feel like shit again. It's just like a circle, you know, because it is. I
was feeling pretty great last night and I just woke up this way.
It's stress. It's stress.
But I think it's like,
my scalp, my hair is falling off my hair.
But I don't want to stress. Like, I want to be. Oh, so like, I'm trying to the club. I know. But my journey right now is how to live, how to do all of this.
Ask Oprah.
But still live a stress-free life.
Oh, God.
Like, that is going to be my 2019 goal.
I'm
going to do all of these things and still live a stress-free life.
Be grateful every minute.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
The gratitude.
That is what I'm going to focus on.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm just going to give that my challenge. I always have, like, that three-month challenge. That's what I'm going to do, the three-month challenge. Yeah. I'm not even going to worry about working out. I'm not going to worry about that stuff.
Worry about working out your soul.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to focus on just not being stressed.
Are you reading the Bible?
Am I reading the Bible? Is that a trick question?
No.
No, I'm not reading
it. You should. Maybe give it 5 minutes a day. That's what I found that it's helped me the most.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you find all the answers there. I found a lot. There were things I didn't even know the Bible talked about. It talks about work. It talks about all these things. And I didn't even know.
I mean, yeah, it talks about a Sabbath. Like, one day you have to not work. And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, that's but the way I do my life.
It talks about the way that you shouldn't let work rob you from your life. Also, I'll look it up and I'll give it to you. But I saw that.
Well, maybe that's what I need to do. But I don't feel like it's robbing me from my life. Like, I enjoy it. I love it. I thrive in it.
Well, moment is robbing you from the other moment.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like yesterday I had a crazy day and I got home and I felt so happy. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, I guess no one shares my happiness here. Because I have got here super late and I left super early. You know what I mean? So I think.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Well, anyway.
But I think it goes both ways, right? Because I'm sure there's...
So that's our rant. That's what's been up to. There was really no... Thank you for being your therapist on the other side, Mom. I love you. You guys are amazing.
And yesterday we were at the whole day doing what, Bricia? What did we do all day yesterday?
Oh my God, social meeting. Social meeting.
See what I mean? You were so happy.
Super Mamas social production.
Or Super Mamas. Oh my God, girls. It is only, by the time this airs, 3.5 weeks away. We are so happy. Get your tickets. There's still a few left. Don't forget to go. We'll see you there at the social.
Bye.
Bye. So anyway, Bricia has to leave. Bye, Bricia. Don't forget to get your tickets, ladies. Go to supermamas.com and find the link to the tickets. We will see you there. We are super excited. There's so many surprises that we are working on. We are going to start announcing our guests or sponsors. Believe me, you do not want to miss this. It is going to be the best one yet. Yes, we had a super good meeting yesterday and we are so happy of what's coming. So we hope to see you there. Okay, have a great week and we will see you next week. Super Mamas, bye.
Hey sisters, thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram at @_supermamas and on Twitter, also at @_supermamas and in el Face at Supermamas Podcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your Supermama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Call into our hotline 424-329-3707 and leave us a message, or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love, and
see you next week, Supermamas!